This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The partial shutdown of the U.S. government is no closer to a resolution, with President Donald Trump asserting on Tuesday the shutdown would continue until his demand for funds to build a U.S.-Mexico border wall are met. AP's Sagar Meghani has details from the White House.
Asked when the partial government shutdown might end, the president told reporters he can't say.
I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want.
Digging in on his insistence that Democrats provide money to build the barrier, which they've refused. The shutdown's affecting some 800,000 federal workers, many of whom are being forced to work without pay for now. The president says they understand what's happening.
Many of those workers have said to me and communicated, stay out until you get the funding for the wall.
Without providing any examples, the president spoke in the Oval Office after offering holiday greetings via video conference to U.S. troops stationed around the globe. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala died in government custody early Tuesday morning, marking the second death of an immigrant child in detention this month. We get details from AP's Shelley Adler.
In a news release, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said the boy showed signs of potential illness Monday and was taken with his father to a hospital in New Mexico. That's where he was diagnosed with a cold and a fever and was given prescriptions for amoxicillin and ibuprofen. He was released Monday afternoon after being held 90 minutes for observation. The agency said the 8-year-old was taken back to the hospital Monday night with nausea and vomiting and died there just hours later. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl died earlier this month after being apprehended by border agents. I'm Shelley Antler.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Indonesian rescuers on Tuesday used drones and sniffer dogs to search for survivors along the devastated west coast of Java that was hit by a tsunami that has killed at least 429 people. Thick ash clouds continued to spew from Anak Krakatau, a volcanic island where a crater collapse at high tide Saturday sent waves smashing into coastal areas on both sides of the Sunda Strait. Laura No Fontaine is a spokesperson with the International Foundation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society. She says relief efforts are multifaceted.
Providing life-saving support to first aid, providing shelter to tarpaulins, blankets, critical supplies such as clean water. Clean water is very important in the aftermath of a tsunami like this.
At least 154 people are still missing. More than 1,400 people were injured, and thousands of residents had to move to higher ground. American Nissan executive Greg Kelly has been released.